Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative Joe, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Dom.
Where's your district, Joe, for listeners?
The 47th Legislative District is in Eastern York County.
So in that doesn't seem, you know, if you were closer here to Philadelphia, might seem like there's more complaints of teachers forced to do this. So what triggered you and the other reps to get involved in this, Joe?
Well, I have to say, first off, your assessment of the headline you were looking at was right on. I mean, since we unveiled this package of bills, the mainstream media, or the legacy media, which I like to call it, which is the least trusted institution in America, have tried to pigeonhole this package of bills as anti-LGBTQ. You know, you've heard that drill before. Mm-hmm. I've heard it. It's not. In my case, with House Bill 2158, it's about protecting teachers. It's about compelled speech. It's about free speech. My measure would prohibit school districts from reprimanding or disciplining a teacher who has a moral, ideological, philosophical conviction to not label, you know, a student their preferred pronoun when it, you know, it doesn't match biological reality. So again, it's about free speech. It's about protecting teachers. It's not anti anybody.
So has this come up a lot, though? Why the necessity to go through, or is it a broader thing that you guys are after here?
Well, my bill is focused in that it protects teachers. Representative Ledbetter from Columbia County, Rob Kaufman, representative from, I believe, Franklin County, their bills kind of get into immunity in other situations. Mm-hmm. An individual, a parent. I have to congratulate Rep. Ledbetter on this. He's done all the heavy lifting. And one of the reasons this package came to be, Dom, was in the state of Illinois, the great state of Illinois, which is about as blue can get, save California, they're actually considering a bill in their legislature that would label parents child abusers for merely questioning gender-affirming service. Now, that isn't just about a preferred pronoun and the speech thereof. That goes into questioning and speaking out against irreversible medical procedures or puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, which of course are very dangerous. And under that measure, if it's adopted, which knowing the makeup of the state of Illinois, which by the way is losing more people than any other state in the country, this could literally jeopardize parents' custodial rights. So this is in Pennsylvania. We're trying to get out ahead of this. Mm-hmm. Illinois, that's right. Obviously a radical measure. I don't want Pennsylvania to become Illinois. And if you follow the trajectory, if they adopt this bill, Illinois is going to become Canada. Canada's on their way to becoming China. I mean, with compelled speech. So we got to draw the line in the sand and do something about it before it's upon us.
The thing that we've talked about the most, Joe, with this is a little bit of a spinoff of it, is lying to the parents or not telling the parents when the kid says, I am gender fluid or I want to have different pronouns because I am the opposite sex usually. Does this speak to that? Is this part of this, too? That school districts, how in the world can a school district hide that fact from parents?
Well, that's a different issue altogether. And so this package of four bills doesn't speak to that specifically, but that's a problem. I mean, that's an affront to parental rights. It's morally wrong. I don't know if you guys have been following this mobile app, Cooth.
Yes.
Which is this application that fosters exactly what you're talking about. I mean, that you can go on there. It's my understanding an adult can go on there anonymously and coach these kids into a particular behavior. These are kids who I have compassion for. They're struggling with something, and the last thing they need is an adult that's of no relationship to them. They're certainly not their parent or their loved one. Coaching and persuading in this way, that's crazy.
Joe, drill down on that. You might have a little bit more, I feel funny even saying it, couth knowledge, and I do. I have some, because we've gotten some complaints from listeners. We're told they can bypass school boards, they believe, because there's grant money involved here rather than state-funded or local funding. And the allegation is we have several schools in our area that are probably doing this couth stuff. So what is couth?
Well, it's my understanding, Dom, it's an app that some school districts have adopted. It's my understanding that it's only a pilot program, by the way. So
right. This
budget season, we can end this contract. So I want to say that again. This budget season would be a time to phone your representatives if you're against this kind of thing. We intend to you know, sever this contract because it is just a pilot program. But it's an application that has very little oversight. It's there in some cases there's peer-to-peer counseling, which is a little bit odd. I mean, don't we want professional counselors or pastors or parents doing the counseling, not peers that don't have any experience in behavioral health? Couth is, I don't know if you caught this, Dom, but they're under investigation in England. I just saw the article the other day. There's a couple articles came out, actually. These kind of complaints that you're getting from your listeners are repeated in England, and their leaders, their departments are actually investigating them now. And I'm looking forward to seeing those results, because this is something that we've been trying to stop in Pennsylvania.
Joe, any Democrats interested in helping with this, with your original bill, with the teacher, First Amendment rights, et cetera? I mean, it doesn't give the right to the teacher to be mean about this or any other pejorative. It just is, I'm going to go by what is the status quo, what is recognized in the school. What could be wrong with that? So do you think Democrats might sign off on this?
Well, you know, interestingly, if it were ever to come up in committee, which is a battle of itself, I would expect, a stakeholder like the PSEA to favor this. I mean, this can't be framed, and I won't allow the mainstream media to frame this as me being against LGBTQ students. I'm absolutely not. This is about protecting teachers to exercise their First Amendment rights.
Joe, let me interject and say, let's joust a little bit on this. My experience with the PSEA, no way are they going to be on that side. Now, I'm trying to think what argument they would give you, Joe, other than to just call you names of some sort.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time they called me names, Tom. But look, their clientele is the teaching, teachers.
Think. Yeah.
So this protects teachers. So I think as far as getting them on board, I would hope we're in a good spot. As far as getting Democrat support, I think it's about that messaging point that this isn't targeting or being malicious towards LGBTQ students. Absolutely not. It's about compelled speech. It's about protecting teachers' right to free speech, which is, by the way, it's in our federal and our state constitution.
Without a doubt. One parting area, Joe, because you are on top of stuff like this. We see a lot of movement in Harrisburg. Our listeners concerned about the upcoming election, of course, and particularly voter integrity. So, Joe, this idea of a novel idea, I guess, of voting out of committee, something around voter ID. What's the mechanism that has to happen to get that on the ballot as a constitutional amendment?
Well, in my limited understanding, Dom, I'm a freshman here in the legislature. It's called a discharge resolution, which I believe would just recall this measure that was adopted last term and kind of bring it up by force to a vote, and it requires X amount of signatures on both sides of the aisle. Obviously, it's a no-brainer. I think the newest number I saw is 74% of Pennsylvanians support some kind of voter ID. Whether or not we get the signatures in the end as the Republican caucus to bring this up for a vote is another thing, but it's a common sense thing. I mean, 74%, that's three-quarters of Pennsylvanians. If we're representing the people of Pennsylvania. I don't know why every single signature isn't on that resolution.
I would agree. Joe, thank you very much. Please keep us in the loop as this moves forward. Much needed.
You bet. Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.